ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाप्रदामयं ददाति स्वकान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीपादकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवं च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सैवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती निति नामिने। हरे कृष्ण। सो ड्यूरिंग अवर डिस्कशंस अबाउट भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर वी हैव हर्ड मेनी स्टोरीज इन हिज अपियरेंस एंड डिसअपियरेंस फेस्टिवल्स। देयर आर सम नाइस स्टोरीज एज कृष्णानंद प्रभु वाज एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट Siddhant Saraswati Thakur had different kinds of behavior according to time, place, circumstances. Even though he was the Jagat Guru of the whole Gaudiya Math, 64 Maths, he was known as Lion Guru. But at the same time, he was as soft as the rose. We see that how most devotees are attracted by the character of the devotees. And then, as they associate, then they become acquainted with the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Even with Prabhupada disciples, many in the beginning could not even understand his language. But because Prabhupada was so sweet, they got attracted to Prabhupada. Then they became well acquainted with the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. As it so happened one time in Bagh Bazar temple, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had his office at the roof. And one new young boy had joined the ashram. And he was staying there for a few days. He didn't know what to do, whom to talk to. He wanted his requirements, soaps and dhotis. So then he was looking, nobody was talking to him. So ultimately he went up directly to the office of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He knocked the door and he entered inside. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur looked at him. He said, "What do you want?" He said, "Guru Maharaj, I want soap." So Srila Saraswati Thakur called one of his disciples and he said, "This boy has joined our ashram. So provide, give him all the facilities, give him all his requirements. He wants soap." So this devotee, he was the manager of the temple, he became very angry. And Saraswati Thakur could see in his face that when he goes out, he's going to chastise him. That why did you go to Guru Maharaj to ask for soap? He's not here to give soap, he'll give love of God. So Siddhant Saraswati Thakur could understand. And he said, "Don't chastise him when you go out." He said, "Where else will you go? He only knows me. He has joined this mud because he has come to know about me, about my preaching activities. Therefore, it is quite natural for this devotee to come to me. Make friendship with him, develop relationship with him so that he can come to you directly." So this devotee realized, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur could understand very sensitive points. Another time, one person, very influential businessman or a nice person from Calcutta, he came to Srila Saraswati Thakur and said, Saraswati Thakur, I see some of your devotees in the ashram. They don't behave nicely. They are not fit to stay in the ashram. You should kick them out. So Saraswati Thakur said, where will I send them? Is there any place in this world where they can be reformed? This is the only place where they can be reformed. So there is no place where I can send them out. So Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very accommodating. Even though he was very strict and disciplined, but for those sincere souls who wanted to be reformed, even though they made so many mistakes, Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was willing to keep them. And Srila Prabhupada imbibed these qualities. One of Srila Prabhupada's god brother, he mentions that, he said, one of the qualities of Swami Maharaj, because they called Srila Prabhupada lovingly Swami Maharaj, that he was in the mood of our Guru Maharaj, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He preached like Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and his character was also like that. So, just like Srila Prabhupada also, one time, one sannyasi who had given up his sannyas vows, he came to meet Srila Prabhupada. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, just like Lord Chaitanya abandoned Chota Haridas, he rejected Chota Haridas, will you also reject me? And Prabhupada had tears in his eyes. He said, Lord Chaitanya is independent personality of Godhead. He can do without anyone, but I am not like him. I need everyone to help me to spread the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, whatever you are, but you continue chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And also because Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was he organized a mission. In fact, one Prabhupada disciple was mentioning, before this, there was no such organized efforts on the part of the Vaishnavas to spread the message of Lord Krishna. Most Vaishnavas would be doing their own bhajans. It is not that they are fighting with each other, but there was no organization as such. And therefore, Krishna consciousness was available only to few people. So knowing this, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he organized worldwide mission. That was his geniusness. That Krishna consciousness has to be given to everyone. But at the same time, to give that Krishna consciousness, there has to be proper organization. Therefore, he established this Gaudiya Math in a very organized way to spread and preach the message of devotional service to everyone. And in fact, one time, Radhanand Maharaj was giving lecture in Calcutta. He said he had met one sadhu and he was telling him the story of how Srila Prabhupada met Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And in the first meeting, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave him that order that you should preach this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English-speaking countries. So when Maharaj was narrating this story, this sadhu, even though he was not a Vaishnava, but he was a nice sadhu, he exclaimed, he said, it is not an order, it is a revelation. It is not that simply it was an order that Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur could see that this person can do it. So similarly, another story about his being an acharya, one time at Radhakund, when Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was, along with his many disciples, was going around Radhakund, one of the local person, he came and he said that we are so great, even your Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, he offers obeisances to us, because apparently Raghunath Das Goswami was not born in a Brahmin family. So he made such kind of comment, and because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur heard that, he became very upset. It is said that because he made that comment, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur started fasting. He would not eat anything, he would not drink anything. And all the devotees are requesting, how are you, why are you doing like this? He just made some comment Saraswati Thakur said, if I was a Babaji, I would not mind. As a Babaji, I should not mind anything. But because I am leading a preaching mission, it is an offense to hear the offensive statement about our great Acharya Raghunath Das Goswami, in whose line I am following. So therefore, I have to set an example. I cannot stand to hear this kind of statements. And immediately this news spread all over Radhakund. Even this local devotee came to know. He became very scared. He came running to Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he said, I take back this statement. Sorry for making such a comment. Then Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur resumed eating. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish, he came to preach the message of his own message of Bhagavad Gita. And one of the best way he did was, more than preaching, he practiced. His achar was so great. And Srila Rupa Goswami explains in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that even if somebody is situated in Raghavanuga Bhakti, he does not give up the principle of regulative principle of devotional service. He continues to practice very strictly. He never compromises that. And therefore Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established that system within his Gaudiya Math. If we read the letters which he wrote to his brahmachari and sannyasi disciples, we will understand how he would mention that nothing should be utilized for our sense gratification. He said, if you have to go outside for your own thing, don't use any vehicle of the temple. Walk. Only for the preaching mission, things should be utilized, not for our sense gratification. And Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very austere. I heard that he would mix everything and eat, add some extra salt, so that he should not enjoy food. If there is some extra salt, then you can't eat so much. Another time, Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, this again I heard from Radhanath Maharaj, that one devotee made some mistake, which was against the principle of, you know, devotional service, or especially for a renunciate. And Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I can't see his face. I cannot see his face because he has done this mistake. He chastised him personally. And then, after that devotee left, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur called some of his manager, some of his devotees. He said, as an acharya, I have to set an example that these standards, what he is practicing, are not good for the public. Therefore, it is my duty to chastise him, but it is your duty to accommodate him. You should be merciful. Just because I have rejected, you should not reject. You should accept him. You should be merciful to him. Spiritual master may be very angry and upset. But because spiritual master is angry and upset, it is not that you should also be like that. You should try to accommodate and bring him closer to his spiritual master. Just like we see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did with this Kala Krishna Das. Lord Chaitanya rejected Kala Krishna Das, but Nityananda Prabhu was very merciful to him. He sent Kala Krishna Das to Navadvip to speak about Mahaprabhu's visit to South India. Another time, exactly opposite. Because one devotee, he behaved loosely in the ashram. And the temple president, as normally do, he was asked to leave the ashram for a small mistake. And this devotee left the ashram, or he was spoken harshly by the president. So he gave the temple, and without telling anyone, he left. And Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had come for opening of a temple. And when he came there, some other he noticed that this devotee is not there. Immediately called the president and said, where is this devotee? Even though everyone was absorbed in arranging the big festival. So then this devotee said, we don't know where he has gone. We are not able to see him last 2 days. Saraswati Thakur said, what is the use? He said, it takes so much of time to make one devotee. And he wanted to be a devotee, now he is not there. So you bring him back. So devotees are looking him for everywhere. And one devotee knew that he knew how to repair the watches. So they realized that he must be in some watch repair shop. And sure enough, they found him there. And he was very miserable. Even though he was repairing the shop, but he was always remembering this day in the ashram. Just like our Jayadev Maharaj always says, one devotee was speaking that how he was mentioning that everyone should experience staying in the ashram. He said, if you want to be a grahastha, at least 20 years you stay in the ashram. Then you decide. So everyone was shocked. This was somewhere he was giving talk in America. Then he saw that, you know, people are a little scared. He said, if you can't, then at least 10 years. Even if that is not possible, at least 5 years. Even if that is not possible, 1 year. At least 1 day. And when you stay for 1 day, for the rest of life you will remember that 1 day. So this devotee was always remembering being in the ashram, and devotees brought him back. Another one interesting story, one Gaudiya Math devotee told us, our Daita Krishna Prabhu. He told this very nice story. There was one young boy when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had gone for preaching. This family were very happy to offer their son. He said, Swamiji, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you can take our son. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur brought him, and then he started staying with this Saraswati Thakur, and he was growing personally. Saraswati Thakur was training him. And then, as it happens sometimes, unfortunately, this devotee, this brahmachari, fell in. He got attracted to one young girl, and he decided to marry. And unfortunately, even the girl's parents agreed for this. Without the knowledge of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the marriage ceremony was about to start. And because Saraswati Thakur had taken the full responsibility, what he did was he called some of his strong brahmachari disciples. And he said, you go there and just lift him, bring him to the ashram. So some of the devotees went there, you know, they were not in the disguise, they went, and without anyone's notice, they kidnapped this devotee and brought him to the ashram. And Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur locked him. And the parents came looking for this boy because the marriage is about to take place. And they talked to Srila Saraswati Thakur. He said, what is this? How can you do like this? And Saraswati Thakur said, how can you marry this boy? You don't know whose his parents are. Without knowing, you are willing to give your daughter to this boy. This is not fair. I am his father. You should have taken my permission to marry your daughter with this devotee. You have done the mistake. It's not that I have done the mistake. He said, I don't give him permission to marry. He said, I will take the responsibility of marrying your daughter. And actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur arranged this girl's marriage with somebody else who was fit to be married. And then Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur preached to this devotee strongly. This brahmachari wanted to be married. He preached to him strongly and eventually became a sannyasi. And this devotee is still living. He is more than 90 years old. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, not that marriage is good, but for him it was not good. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saved this devotee from the encumbrance of family life. That was how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would be bold. So, as we have heard so many times from Srila Prabhupada, usually when we have to appreciate somebody, like one time I was mentioning to His Holiness Radhanand Maharaj, he talks about different devotees very nicely. But with our Jananivas Prabhu, he says, what can we speak about him? He loves Krishna. That is very sweet appreciation of a devotee. Similarly, whenever devotees would ask Srila Prabhupada, they would ask can you explain us about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? And Prabhupada would say, what can I say? He's a Vaikuntha man. So, on this most auspicious holy place of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it is not fair to speak, especially all of you come to hear Maharaj. But Maharaj ordered us that you should all speak, just to follow his order. And he also mentioned that, don't mention that I am not coming. So, he is not supposed to come. Afternoon, he is going to speak the pastimes of the place where Lord Chaitanya performed unlimited pastimes in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur. So thank you very much, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki. Now I request His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu to come and speak. Hare Krishna.